You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about quitting smoking now. Some of the medications involved, some of the counseling that's involved, taking a look at the effects of secondhand smoke. And our guest today is Dr. Mike Fiore, who directs the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. He chaired a panel of 24 leading tobacco researchers that developed some new national guidelines to help clinicians help their patients to quit smoking. And certainly we'll visit with him about that and answer your questions as we go along as well. We're having some troubles with our headphones, but we'll get that figured out, I hope. Let's see. Let's try another one here. I got it? Okay. Now we're all set. So you can join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234 with your questions. Please email us as well at talk@wpr.org. And Dr. Mike Fiore, welcome back. Nice to have you with us again.
It's great to be back with you, Larry.
The panel that you led, let's talk a little bit about that. What was involved and what came out of it?
Well, now for the third time since 1996, the United States Public Health Service has pulled together a group of clinicians, a group of researchers to examine the evidence as it exists so that we can tell both doctors and the smokers that they care for what treatments are supported by evidence. So this panel worked for 2 years. In fact, they reviewed almost 9,000 separate scientific articles. They then made recommendations based exclusively on those articles, and by an analysis of those articles, they sent it out to get independent peer review. And on May 7th, 2008, the United States Public Health Service released the new update on what are effective treatments to help smokers to quit.
And there are a lot of effective treatments out there right now.
Yeah, the good news is, and something we say here in Wisconsin frequently, if you're ready to quit, there are effective treatments to help you. And we always start by adding this really important caveat. None of these treatments are magic bullets. They won't automatically turn a smoker into a non-smoker. But if you're motivated to quit, and so many smokers today are, in fact, 7 out of 10 tell us they want to quit, it's a great time to see your doctor because she may have for you some of the new counseling strategies that we know make a difference, as well as one of the 7 FDA-approved medications we know make a difference. What this is about is taking a smoker who knows they want to quit and give them all the medical tools that we have available. Just as we counsel diabetics and give them medication, we now counsel smokers and give them medications to help them to quit.
How many, what's the status of smoking in Wisconsin? Let's say, how many people actually still smoke?
Well, I view it as a success story, but there's plenty of work yet to be done. Today in Wisconsin, less than 20% of adults smoke, about 19.6% to be specific. And that, in contrast, back in the 1960s, when smoking rates were at their peak, almost 45% of adults smoke. So we have more than half the rate of smoking in our state, and that reflects the rate nationally as well. But here's the concerning news. We still have more than 800,000 smokers in our state, and sadly, 8,000 of them will be killed this year from a disease directly caused by their tobacco dependence, prematurely killing them, on average robbing them about 10 years of life. And, you know, I'm always concerned that we sometimes get almost numbed by these statistics.
Yeah.
And for every one of those individuals, every one of those 8,000 individuals, it's a mother that lost a child. It's a brother that lost a sister. It's a family member that has lost a loved one, and it impacts families across our state.
Dr. Mike Fiore, our guest today, as we talk about quitting smoking. Actually, Thursday is National Quit Smoking Day, so we're calling it National Quit Smoking Week here on Wisconsin Public Radio with Dr. Mike Fiore. If you have a question or maybe an experience to share, we hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Maybe you are trying to quit. Maybe you have quit and have an experience to share. Maybe you have a loved one who you'd like to help quit smoking. What do you do? I know that's a question that a lot of people might have. You can email us, too, at talk@wpr.org as well if you have some questions. How many medications have been approved, by the way, by the FDA as smoking cessation treatments?
Larry, currently in the United States, there are 7 separate medicines that have been approved by the FDA. All of them at least double the rate on average of successful quitting. Of those 7 medicines, 5 of them are nicotine medicines. Most people know about the nicotine patch and the nicotine gum. But there's also nicotine lozenge. There's a nicotine inhaler and the nicotine nasal spray, so 5 nicotine medicines. And then there are 2 non-nicotine pills that are prescription medicines. One is bupropion, the older one. Many know it as Zyban or Wellbutrin. The other is varenicline, and many know it by its new name, which is Chantix.
Chantix. And as a matter of fact, I think Molly and Madison may have a question related to Chantix, so let's go to Molly. Molly, hi.
Hi. Dr. Fiore, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on Chantix, because I've heard just from some people that they've had really good success for it, but there's that commercial that's airing on TV now about if you've got psychiatric troubles or suicidal thoughts with the drug. To call. So I was just wondering if it was a safe drug and, if you thought it worked well and stuff. My little sister's a smoker, and I am trying to get her to quit.
Okay.
Well, first, it's great that you're supporting your loved one as she's trying to quit smoking. And I just want to commend you and urge your loved one well as she breaks free of tobacco dependence. So a couple words about varenicline or Chantix. It's the newest prescription medicine approved by the FDA. It was approved, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. Thus far, more than 5 million people have used it.
Wow.
And the Public Health Service guideline actually identified it as among the most effective of the treatments that we have available. But it needs to be used, as really with every medicine, with some caution. And here's what the caution is about. About a year ago, there were a couple reports initially of people who developed depression and a couple individuals who committed suicide while on this medication. Since that time, a total of about 100 suicides have been reported to the FDA. That's out of 5 million plus people who have used the medicine. And I think these reports need to be taken seriously. Whether the drug has caused them or not, the FDA is still evaluating that. What the recommendation from the FDA is if you are depressed or have had suicidal thoughts, definitely talk with your doctor. My recommendation is that if you've ever had suicidal thoughts, this probably is not the medicine for you, just to be extra cautious. And what we tell all of the patients that we put on this medicine is to let us know how you're feeling on it. If you develop any signs of depression, stop the medicine and give us a call. Every medicine carries with it benefits and risks. This medicine clearly is effective, not a magic bullet, but is helpful to many people who are trying to quit, but it needs to be used with caution. And I would urge your, I believe you said your mom to speak.
Your sister.
To speak with her doctor. It's a medicine we use very regularly, but under doctor supervision.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, and good luck with your think you're going to be able to get her to quit?
I think so. I'm just going to keep trying and keep telling her, that I care about her and that I want her to do the right thing for her health, and hopefully one of these days it'll take.
And let me add just one more thing for your sister. And it sounds like she lives in Wisconsin as well. And never could lose sight of the power of counseling in helping people to quit in addition to medicine. It's not just about medicine. It really is about adding counseling. And here in Wisconsin, we have something called the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line. Anyone anywhere in the state can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW and get free counseling. We could talk more about that later, Larry.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We'll definitely talk some more about that. Molly, thank you for calling. Dr. Mike Fiore, our guest here on the Ideas Network. Today with Dr. Mike Fiore, director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the UW-Madison. Pleased to have him back today as we talk with him during this week, National Quit Smoking Week, we're calling it at Wisconsin Public Radio, but Thursday's the National Quit Smoking Day. So join in with your questions and comments. Lots of folks online and several emails, too. So we'll go right to the phones. And Becky in Walworth's been waiting a while. Becky, thanks for waiting. Hello.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. My question is, I am a smoker, and I have been on and off for more years than I care to admit. I think I have the mindset to quit. I really do, but obviously I don't because I continue to smoke. And I've tried all the aids and stuff like that. So I guess my question is there anything else that you could suggest? I mean, I'm a mother of three. I've got them from 18 all the way down to three, and I've got to be here for them.
Yeah. Well, Becky, first, I just commend you for staying with it. What you're expressing is what we recognize, and that is that your continuing to smoke is just not an issue of a habit. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's not a sign of weak character. You're powerfully addicted to a drug that I'm sure you became addicted to as a adolescent. And unfortunately, your struggle has been what it is for so many smokers, a struggle that is still ongoing. First message is don't give up hope. You will be able to do this. I always like to tell folks that every time you try, you've learned something, you're smarter, you're stronger. See your doctor. There are new treatments that get combined, and I mean by combining some intensive counseling along with often combining a couple medications for people who've tried everything used alone and were unable to quit. Think about if there's a support group in your community which may help. Take advantage of the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And then finally, look into specialty clinics that help people quit for a living. There are such clinics across the state. We happen to have one here at the med school, but there are wonderful ones in the Milwaukee region as well. You want to get someone, given that you've had such a struggle, who helps people quitting for a living and has a lot of experience and can and maybe take advantage of some of these more innovative approaches. Becky, don't give up. You'll do it. You'll do it for yourself. You'll do it for your three kids.
Wonderful.
Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for calling, and good luck to you. And Dave in Chicago, Illinois, your turn. Hi, Dave.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I guess I had a comment. I quit about a year ago.
Yep.
And what really helped me, a couple things, my best friend and I were going to New York. We both smoked, and he, without my knowing it, got the 8-week patch for both of us. And when we left for the airport, he had booked a no-smoking room. Getting away from the routine of when you reach for a cigarette every day for that week gave us both a huge jump start, I think.
Oh, comment, Dr. Fiore.
Oh, Dave, you know, what you just described, in fact, is one of the tenets of successfully quitting, and that is to change your routine. And we often urge folks who are thinking about quitting to peer it to a time when their regular work and personal life is going to change, whether it's a vacation or something else. But for folks who don't have a trip coming up, and with these economic times, a lot of us aren't doing a lot of tripping, but you can do simple things like switch from coffee to tea in the morning, drive to work differently on your quit day. Think about how you can change your routine at work those first couple days that you smoke. The degree to which you can mix it up and change your routine will help to keep those. Every smoker knows that some of those cigarettes are automatic. They get to the first light and driving to work, and they don't even realize it, but they've lit a cigarette. Well, you know, have your car cleaned up, switch cars with your wife, drive a different way to work. These small things, they may seem small, but could actually help to break these habitual parts of tobacco dependence.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave, for calling. Appreciate it. It's a good comment. Britta in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Britta.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was a smoker for about 5 or 6 years, and I quit as soon as I found out I was pregnant. And it wasn't difficult for me to quit, but I do have friends that continued smoking through the pregnancy. And I'm wondering if you have any additional resources for those, because I know it's so important for the baby's health.
Well, Britta, first, congratulations for doing this, and you're right. There's no danger greater than smoking during pregnancy, because you end up both hurting your own health, but dramatically hurting the health, potentially hurting the health of the baby as well. The kids of women who smoke, they tend to be premature. They often have other abnormalities. They have difficulty once they're born. They're at greater risk of sudden infant death syndrome after they're born. So there's lots and lots of reasons to quit. For many women, some of the hormonal changes combined with their strong commitment allows them to quit during pregnancy. We have very extensive counseling advice to help pregnant women to quit, and this is one of the groups that we don't recommend medication for. Wow. So the new 2008 guideline does not recommend medicine for pregnant smokers, but to use intensive counseling along with your commitment to quit.
Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for that call. Appreciate it. Terry from New Auburn says a very important issue no one talks about is insurance copays for prescriptions. Many insurance companies don't cover prescription for smoking cessation. If we want to support those people who quit smoking, then our insurance company policy should be changed so the medicines that help with smoking cessation are covered under the prescription drug plans.
Yeah, well, I can't agree, Terry, more. And the good news is that we've made progress on this front in Wisconsin. About now 60-70% of people who have insurance, and that, of course, isn't everybody, has coverage for at least one of the smoking cessation medications. Your commentary is also supported by the research. We know if there's insurance coverage, more people will try to quit and more people will successfully quit. So that's a powerful bit of evidence. And then finally, for any callers who are on Wisconsin Medicaid or Badger Care, they've been very good about covering these treatments, including all of the prescription medications. And a lot of people don't realize this, that Wisconsin Medicaid and Badger Care covers it. So see your doctor, because your treatment will be covered.
All right. On to Lori in Gurnee, Illinois. Thanks, Lori, for calling.
Hi. I'm calling about a quit smoking online support group that I know that Quit Now often refers people to for additional support. It's called quitnet.com, and it is affiliated with Boston University's School of Health. Have you heard of it?
Yes, and you're calling from Illinois, Laurie, and I believe the Illinois Quit Line links people up to Quitnet. This is a legitimate evidence-based online service to help you quit. I view many of these opportunities as treatment extenders. A lot of people like to get their information from the net, and it's a decent one. Here in Wisconsin, when you call our Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the same number that you're using in Illinois, we also have a web-based treatment program, but it's not linked to QuitNet per se. The key thing we know about counseling is the more the better. The more counseling you take advantage of, the higher the likelihood that you'll successfully quit. So I'd urge you to take advantage of it. It's a legitimate treatment extender.
Hmm.
Actually, I did use it. I quit smoking a year and a half ago, and I highly recommend it.
Well, that is great.
To everyone. The great thing about it is that it's worldwide, so someone is always online. And it has been around since 1995. Mm-hmm. And to give you an idea, they have special clubs for every aspect of quitting smoking, including a giant 2,200-member club just for Chantix users.
Yeah. So there's a lot out there on the net. And, Lori, I thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, we had a caller earlier, a caller who was talking about pregnancy and smoking. Trin in Menominee emailed us and has a coworker who is pregnant, still smoking. Kills me to watch her walk by my office several times a day to go outside to smoke. I've commented on how she should stop smoking, but I have had no luck. Would you have any suggestions on how I can encourage her to do so?
Well, Trin, I it's great that you're supporting your coworker. I know we all are on that fine line between support and badgering, and it is a fine line. And you know, smokers in Wisconsin across the nation today, you know, it's a tough thing to be a smoker today. Very few smokers smoke and say they love it. Most feel they're hooked. They feel they're trapped. They've got a monkey on their back. They can't break free of this. So I guess what I'd urge you to do is to ask her first how you might be helpful. And would it be valuable to her for you to provide some information to her? Because you really want to make sure she's open and receptive to that. One thing that I think would be valuable if she is interested is the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, because we have, through the Quit Line, an extensive special program for pregnant women. Final thing, just to let her know about, there's a wonderful program that Sue Ann Thompson and the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation runs, which is called First Breath, just for pregnant women who smoke. It's in every county of the state. Mrs. Thompson has done a wonderful job with this program, helping hundreds and hundreds of pregnant women to quit. Check with the First Breath program in your county.
And thank you very much. And the 800 number was 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669 is the actual number there. And Carol in Green Bay, it's your turn. Hi, Carol.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Good. I smoked for 15 years and quite heavily. I was up to 3 packs a day when I quit. But I knew that I had to, my father died of cancer, and all three of my brothers said, "We can't believe you still smoke. That's like standing in front of a truck saying you're not going to get hit." So anyway, finally I got the incentive to quit, and I did smoke really heavily, and I had the incentive to buy a piano. I used to study classical piano, so I thought I needed a new piano, so I quit smoking, and also knew I was going to get kind of ill, so I kind of struggled out those first 2 or 3 days and stocked up on sugarless mints and blah, 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 and so instead of spending, you know, the over $100 a month at that time for cigarettes, I bought a brand new piano, and I've been smoke-free now for 20 years. But you do have to, I think if you want to go to Paris, you want to go to college, you want to go do anything, just set a goal. Know you're going to get sick, because it's a horrible thing to smoke. And, you know, I just can't even admit. My sister and I both smoked. None of my brothers smoked. And my brothers rode bicycles cross country, and they did all these things. And here my sister and I are smoking. So I think if you set goals for yourself, tell yourself you're worth it to not feel that way about yourself anymore. It's just a great feeling to not smoke anymore. And also, hopefully I don't have to die at 57 like my dad.
Well, Carol, that's a great story, and you emphasize a point that we don't emphasize enough, and that is to forget to reward yourself as you're quitting. You know, for so many people who smoke, those cigarettes are linked to pleasurable activities in their lives, breaks from work, a reward after dinner, sex, all of the things that for so many people are linked to smoking. And kind of never forget that you could still have pleasure in your life and quit smoking. You just need to decouple the good stuff and from the bad stuff, which is the smoking. And your specific suggestion of putting aside a little bit of money to reward yourself, both in the short term and the long term, you did a wonderful thing giving yourself a piano. 3-pack per day smoker today in Wisconsin would be spending more than $3,000 a year.
Whoa.
And you could do a lot of money with that rather than buy cigarettes.
And as long as we're talking about money, there's a dollar a pack excise tax and another one being proposed. Is that correct?
Well, Wisconsin legislature passed and implemented last January 1st, 2008, a $1 per pack cigarette excise tax increase here in the state. And it was a jolt to a lot of smokers who used that as an opportunity to quit. But one nice thing that happened along with that, and that is that the legislature and the governor's office insisted that we increase the services to smokers who want to quit. So now when you call the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, and that number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, you not only get free counseling every step of the way, but they will also mail you a 2-week starter kit of either nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. You just ask which one you want. So you can get not only free counseling, but free medicine to help you to quit, and that's been available. And we went from getting about 8,000 Wisconsin residents calling the quit line to, in this year, we're approaching 30,000 who have called. So an incredible increase in smokers who want to quit. And who knows what the new budget's going to bring, but we do know that there is an extraordinary deficit. And that deficit may be associated with excise tax increases, including on cigarettes. It may be an even better time to quit, and maybe we can increase the services that are available to Wisconsin smokers at the same time.
Carrie in Waupaca, it's your turn now. Hi, Carrie.
Yes, sir. I don't know if it's a question or a comment. Basically, I've quit several times. I drive truck for a living. And the last time I quit, I went to a psychiatrist to get hypnotized, and I filled out a questionnaire that had all the right answers, but basically I really didn't want to quit. Basically, more or less told me I wasn't a quitter. So I'm just wondering, is there anything like psychological that the nicotine in that would be doing
to you?
Carrie, first, stay with it. Don't give up. You know, you're in a profession that has one of the highest rates of smoking among all of the professions. Truck drivers have an incredibly high rate of smoking. You know, it's hard to change some of your habits because you have to make a living by being in that truck every day. So first, I would not view yourself as a failure. you can do this. You're on a process to get smoke-free. I would see your doctor and talk with him or her about counseling as well as one or more of the seven FDA-approved medicines. These treatments aren't magic bullets, but they do help. Hypnosis, nice idea, but the evidence does not support it as an effective treatment. You know, for you being in that truck, you may be the sort of person that needs a medicine around the clock, plus something you could turn to, like the gum of the lozenge for strong urges. When you take your break from driving, move around a lot. Carrie, I don't believe what the psychiatrist says. I believe you could do this, and just don't give up. You will be smoke-free.
Thank you for calling, Carrie, and good luck to you. What are the names? Somebody wondered, what are the names of the nicotine inhaler and nasal spray, and are they available only by prescription?
Yeah, great question. So there are three medicines that are available over the counter, the patch, the lozenge, and the gum, the nicotine patch, lozenge, and gum. And they come under a lot of names. They're generic now, and they're incredibly cheap, much, much cheaper than a pack of cigarettes, about $2 a day on average. There are two prescription-only nicotine agents. That's the inhaler and the nasal spray, and I believe they're called Nicotrol. But if you ask your doctor, and she can write for the nicotine nasal spray or the nicotine inhaler, that'll be plenty for the pharmacist. And then finally, there are two prescription pills, Zyban and Chantix. Zyban's now generic as bupropion. Chantix is varenicline, but it's only available as Chantix.
Would you please, here's another email, I don't have a name here, but would your guest please talk about stopping smoking and weight gain? After I quit smoking 11 years ago, I started gaining weight and have had problems with my weight ever since.
Yeah. Well, in just the couple minutes we have left, it's a big problem. And the key thing is we recognize it. It's a problem. In fact, the average person who quits gains between 8 and 10 pounds. So a couple things you can do to help lessen that. The nicotine gum, 4 milligram, as well as bupropion or Zyban, doesn't eliminate the weight gain, but blunts it and delays it. Build exercise is one of your coping strategies for your nicotine withdrawal symptoms, and you'll have more breath as a quitter, so you'll be able to exercise more and burn off more of those calories. It's real in that nicotine affects metabolism, so we lose that effect when we quit smoking, but it's an important health benefit. And don't give up. You could lose the weight over time, and you'll be able to do it better as a person who's non-smoking and can exercise a little more.
Wow, we've covered a lot here. Just again, just to review, for help, where do people go? What are the best places?
Well, a couple thoughts. First, call the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's a great service, and it also is a conduit to services in your community. Mm-hmm. It provides counseling to you. It'll give you a 2-week starter kit of medications. It'll also tell you about quit smoking services in your community. You said at the beginning, Larry, that this Thursday is the Great American Smokeout, a wonderful day for people who are thinking about quitting to do that successfully. The good news is so many people have quit in our state. We still have 800,000. Most of them want to quit. You can successfully quit. Don't give up. We've heard people who have succeeded today, and we know you can successfully quit. Good luck to all of you out there who are trying to do this.
And thank you very much for calling and for being with us today, Dr. Mike Fiore, director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the UW Medical School. And I have to say, I went through Mike's program 14, 15 years ago. Haven't smoked since.
Well, congratulations, Larry. You're a great model for all of your listeners.
And thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.